I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. United Kingdom is getting off the fence on the issue of the global persecution of Christians. Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt has ordered a review focused on the persecution of Christians. Middle East concerns, Miles Windsor says.
Previously, there has been a real reluctance to reference specifically the persecution of Christians. Governments have tended to couch that in terms of religious freedom fraud.
Full findings are anticipated by summer. And while it's great that governments are taking the persecution of Christians more seriously,
we'd also value prayer as this review happens, that this won't simply be another talking shop which leads to no great change, but actually that this will develop into new and dynamic ways of tackling the issue of the persecution of Christians internationally.
And Biblica's CEO Jeff Moran says Bible translation work is accelerating. Biblica is helping to speed up the work by providing gateway translations.
These are the majority language, the larger population language translations. And these exist for a couple of reasons. One is, of course, we want to have these languages available for people that are represent, 5 million, 10 million, and many, sometimes even hundreds of millions of people in planet Earth. But there's a second sense in which they exist. They exist as source materials for other translation projects, meaning for the smaller languages that exist, and that's where a lot of the Bible's people are now.
Would you consider helping? You can start by praying. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.